Queensland government is scheduled to consider so-called lockout laws across the state this week. In the face of LNP opposition to these laws, the Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, will talk with the state's two Katter Australian Party's MPs and independent Billy Gordon in an effort to get these laws passed. At the same time, the New South Wales government is facing a wave of criticism over Sydney's controversial lockout laws, which were brought in about 2 years ago to tackle alcohol-fuelled violence in an area centred around King's Cross. Doctors have praised the laws and they say they've dramatically curbed alcohol-fuelled violence. Now, though, 40,000 people have signed on to a campaign calling for these laws to be removed, opponents claiming they've cost the city its cultural vibrancy. So, do lockout laws work, or do they gloss over deeper problems around drinking?
3 a.m. last drinks, 1:30 lockouts, and a 10 o'clock curfew on buying alcohol. Those are the rules for late-night dwellers in Australia's largest city. The Sydney lockout laws, introduced by the O'Farrell government in 2014, came in response to public outcry over the deaths of 18-year-old one-punch victims Thomas Kelly and Daniel Christie. Now it's Queensland's turn, with the Labor government proposing similar legislation to tackle alcohol-fuelled violence. Queensland Attorney General Yvette Daff.
Well, this work started when Labor was in opposition, and it was very much led by Dr. Anthony Lynham, who's now the member for Stafford and the minister with the Palaszczuk Labor government. Was a maxillofacial surgeon and specialist who spent his time, you know, repairing people's faces, reconstruction surgery, birth defects, people injured in accidents. He had to give way to doing those surgeries and instead spend his Mondays putting people back together who had been victims of alcohol-related assaults on a Friday and Saturday night.
Unlike New South Wales, Queensland's laws will be implemented statewide. The measures will include a 2 a.m. last drinks policy, except in prescribed safe night precincts, where alcohol can be served until 3 a.m. with a 1 a.m. lockout. At the same time, in New South Wales, the Baird government is coming under increasing pressure over Sydney's lockout laws.
Well, basically the businesses have been closing down and it's been licensed premises mainly, so we've got at least 20 of them shut down, which is a big shame because whenever a music venue closes down, that means that there's less spaces for artists to be able to perform.
Tyson Coe is from the not-for-profit anti-lockout movement Keep Sydney Open.
But also we've been finding that a lot of surrounding businesses have unfortunately gone under too. So we're talking about restaurants, cafes, retail stores. And one example is the Taylor Square newsagent, which had been around for three generations in the same family. It had started operating back when there used to be trams going up and down Oxford Street. And then, unfortunately, the people that ran that newsagency expressly blamed the lockouts for that.
Amid growing pressure, New South Wales Premier Mike Baird took to social media last week to set the record straight, insisting that alcohol-related assaults had decreased since the legislation was introduced.
There has been a growing hysteria this week about nightlife in Sydney. The main complaints seem to be that you can't drink until dawn anymore and you can't impulse buy a bottle of white after 10 p.m. I understand that this presents an inconvenience. Some say this makes us an international embarrassment. Except assaults are down by 42.2%, and there's nothing embarrassing about that.
While assaults have decreased in Sydney's CBD and the King's Cross precinct, the director of the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research, Don Weatherburn, has told ABC Local Radio that the number of assaults has not declined as much as the Premier claims.
What the Premier was doing was comparing the situation before the lockout laws with the situation after. And the problem with that is that assaults have been coming down in New South Wales since 2008. So you had this pre-existing downward trend.
Doctors from St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney's Inner East say the lockout laws have led to a significant decrease in the most life-threatening alcohol-related injuries. Data in the Medical Journal of Australia shows that in the 12 months following the introduction of the laws, there was a 25% decrease in the most critically injured patients. But Tyson Coe from Keep Sydney Open says the drop in foot traffic in the area is behind the reduction in violence. Critics of the lockout have also questioned the decision by the Baird government to exclude Sydney's casinos from the lockout zone, with the hashtag Casino Mike causing a stir on social media. Janine Scaife is the co-convener of Unlock Sydney.
We have to put it back to the government and say, what are you really doing? You know,
have you really effected a change here? Is that your end game? Are you really trying to stamp out the violence in our city if you're exempting a venue like that?
Despite the media attention, Sydney wasn't the first Australian city to introduce lockouts. Melbourne trialled a similar policy in 2008, but quickly dropped the laws following a spike in violence. In Newcastle, however, lockout laws were a success, dramatically reducing the rate of alcohol-fuelled violence by a third. Professor Kip Kipri from the University of Newcastle has studied the effect of alcohol licensing laws. He says it's the last drinks policy that has proven most effective.
The lockout actually doesn't do anything about the drinking. It just means people can't go to other premises after that time. It's last drinks that's the key effective element of intervention. In fact, there are real question marks over whether lockouts help.
But the Queensland Attorney General, Yvette Dath, says she's seen enough evidence that the laws can work.
We looked to the international evidence, which is very strong. It's absolutely clear. The New South Wales evidence, we know these laws work.
That's Olivia Willis reporting, and that report ending with the Queensland view there. New South Wales Premier Mike Baird has announced that the former High Court Judge Ian Callan QC will oversee a review into Sydney's lockout laws. Basically, that was a hand forced there. 40,000 people have signed up to a campaign calling for the removal of these laws.